When I first read the scripture, I thought that it was talking about a house. He talks of a house of cedar. You ever seen a house made of cedar shakes? They have some of those out west, and they are just beautiful. I love cedar wood. It smells good. It has beautiful, rich texture. A house of cedar would be a kingly abode. But then I realized as I reread the scripture that that's not all we're talking about here. Because we know, of course, that when we talk about the house of David, we're not just talking about the building that he lived in, but his whole household, as we would say, his family, his offspring, the people that come after him. The house of David are all of his descendants. And so God is playing on words here. Are you the one to build me a house? No, I will make your house the house of God. And of course we know that the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Son of God would come from the house of David and fulfill all of those prophecies that came from Isaiah and others saying that there would be a king in Israel that would bring Israel back to its preeminence. Even the Jews today await that coming of the king that we think of as the second coming that will return Israel to its preeminent place in the world, the holy city of God, Jerusalem. And yet, when we speak of house, we also speak of Jesus as the house of God, the one through whom God comes into the world, the one through whom God comes into our lives, the one that was able to be the salvation, the Savior of our sins, making us part of His kingdom, making us too part of His house, the house of God, the family of God, the kingdom of God, as opposed to just part of the world. So as we await the coming of the Christ child, we are reminded that His coming was predicted. Then I went back and read the scripture again, and I was surprised to note that the king settles in his house, but the Lord settles in His house, which is the house of the king. And so we keep turning these things, twining these things, making them into a powerful, strong rope out of these thin threads. The least son of the least tribe of Israel becomes the house where God will live. The least people in the world, one of the smallest countries in the Middle East, becomes the home, the chosen people, the home of God, the city on a hill that will guide the world. God takes the least, the lowly, the shepherd boy out of the field and makes him shepherd to a whole nation. When we feel that we're not worthy, we're not good enough, we're not strong enough, we're not powerful enough, we're not faithful enough, let's be reminded that when that nail is pointed in the right direction, every strike of the hammer does drive it deeper into the strength of God. You can easily pull a nail out when it's only been driven a short way in. But when it's been pounded really hard, it's real hard to get out of that wood. When we have struggled really hard with great difficulties, then it's very hard to get us out of our faith because we are sunk deeply into it. Maybe sinking isn't exactly the right image we want here, but driven deeply into it, pounded into a life of service, made into something strong out of something weak, made into something powerful out of something small. Our little church isn't so big, but it's filled with a great power, a great spirit. It changes lives. It changes hearts. It changes minds. God is here. His Son is coming into the world, renewed each Christmas Advent season, reborn into our world to remind us over and over and over again just what it's all about. I went a little nuts this week. My wife made the mistake of sending me to the toy store with the credit card. There's still a kid in me. Might have bent the budget a little bit, but that's okay. I had a good time. We share that joy. We share the joy of giving presents to children as the shepherds and the wise men, those who were told of His coming, those who were had His coming revealed to them, were filled with joy at the coming of the Lord. And the coming of the Lord is even more joyous because we know the rest of the story. As Phil said about the candy cane, we know that the coming of the Lord is also the coming of the Lamb. That the one who will rule is also the one who will sacrifice himself for his kingdom, for his people. It's in Christ's sacrifice that his birth takes on magnificent proportions. And so this unwed mother bringing this child into the world sings God's praises and says, all will know that I am blessed. Amen.